Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Well, good evening. This is one of our regular diners here, Robin Misevich at Flowers for You, and also the Transformation Cafe. We thank you so much for coming and checking us out tonight, and we hope you can pull up a chair. And we have a special show tonight. We really wanted to give tribute and celebrate the people from 9/11, and here we're on the 11th anniversary, and we're really going to talk about that tonight. We have one of our wonderful Miss Marvine, one of our wonderful guest chefs in the house. Hey, Miss Marvine, how are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you guys doing? Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
I'm doing really well.
Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm okay. This is Jamie calling from sunny Seattle, up in the heart of the great Pacific Northwest.
All right. You make everybody excited to want to go there. Is it actually sunny, or are you just saying that?
No, it was sunny today.
Oh, wow.
It was a little
brisk,
though, a little brisk in the air, and you can definitely tell fall's on the way, which is
exciting.
The 22nd of this month, I believe, where you fall back, and you lose
the
that hour.
Yeah.
Also,
that's going to be another good show.
The sun is going down a lot quicker, sooner, you know, and it's getting dark quicker.
Yeah. Well, you're up a lot closer to the North Pole. Yeah, Yeah, we're going to have to do a show on the fall equinox coming up pretty darn quick here. So there you
coming
go.
Up.
Yes. So Marvine and I were chatting a little bit, and I had noticed the last 3 or 4 days that I was feeling exactly how I felt before a 9/11 actually occurred. There was this kind of just a sense of something was going to happen. There was some kind of like just a foreboding, you know, kind of thing that happened. And I didn't feel it to the same extent that I felt it back way, you know, 11 years ago. But I definitely felt like something was shifting and all that. And then when I got up this morning, I ended up turning on the TV, and they had a moment of silence at the White House this morning. And I was watching President Obama and Michelle out there with their, you know, their moment of silence. And I was like, oh, that's right. You know, here we are again with the... Boy, this one came on, you know, came fast. I wasn't really thinking about it, I guess. So, Marvine, you were sharing with me today that you had a couple other people you talked to, and there was this kind of a sense of, you know, the momentousness of the day kind of thing.
Well, actually what happened is on 9/11, I was working in Orange County, California, and I was on my way to work around 6 o'clock in the morning. And I happened to turn the radio on, and the news was already there that there had been rumors. And I called a few of my friends and clients, and I just said, you need to turn on your television. This is real, and this is serious. And one of those people called me this morning, and I think what's really interesting is it is at that point in time, I worked at a hospital. And the pall walking into the building, because they weren't totally aware yet of what was going on, but they had hints of it. And I think what's really interesting is the overall sense of disbelief that I witnessed everywhere regarding people trying to wrap their mind around how something like that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And I think it's a big question we all have a tendency to ask when there's some kind of a major disaster, is we want to know why and who and all of the other things that go along with it. And the toughest part with something like 9/11 is, you know, 9/11 was a horrendous tragedy the aftermath of 9/11 has been even worse.
Mm-hmm.
In many respects, and part of that has to do with it's affected everybody in the world one way or another, and most people are not aware of it. But you know, the additional security in airports, a lot of the inconveniences that we have to go through. Another big thing is there was a small faction of people that were involved in doing it, and in some respects, a whole country or two have been blamed for it. When it wasn't those countries or those belief systems that did it, it was people that twisted their beliefs and what they learned around and used it for control.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest part when you're trying to deal with something like that is to understand that underneath it, underneath how horrendous it was even more far-reaching than anybody realized, still is today for that matter. And yet the changes all over the world that have occurred as a result of a handful of people who mentally and emotionally, and this is probably going to create a lot of feedback, mentally and emotionally, have some really distorted views. And if you ask people of the Muslim faith, they will tell you the same thing, because the Muslims do teach patience and tolerance. They don't condone murder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So when you start taking a look at a lot of those things, you've got a whole world that has been affected by a handful of people in that particular case. And yet in other ways, the same things are happening in numerous areas. And the hard part when you go back to 9/11 is a lot of the issues that have raised their ugly heads since then, a lot of the things were building, and some things had been looked over in some cases erroneously. In some cases, people just didn't give a lot of credence to, you know, whatever they knew. And so now we have a situation that has directly impacted the entire world with regards to economy,
mm-hmm.
with regards to safety issues,
mm-hmm.
with regards to a lot of things. And I think one of the things, and 9/11 is one of the results, was the beginning of, people are starting to look at things a lot differently. They're wanting more sense of community. They're wanting more feeling of safety. They're wanting changes and differences to be made. And now what's happening is the people at large are beginning to verbalize and make it known that that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take a lot of... Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, when the originally happened, did you have a sense of something, since you're so intuitive as well, that there was something that was going to be happening when it first, you know, 11 years ago? Where were you with
that?
Yeah,
I honestly don't remember, because I can't bag a lot of that stuff around.
Uh-huh.
Because when I worked, a number of homicides and things like that, and I can't, you know, carrying all that stuff with you. And I guess for me it's a blessing, because there's a lot of those things that once it's done, it's done, and I don't go back to those emotions to try to, I remember the day, I remember knowing that before it was even confirmed that it was more serious than had been broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I knew those things, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
But the overall impact and observing a lot of the people was even greater, because it literally, in many respects, stopped most for at least a day. or for hours, stop the world.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can remember at least a couple days. And I remember, one thing I remember, too, is just how eerie it was that there weren't any planes in the air.
Well, yeah. And
you know,
so
that was just such an interesting. And then when they did start again for a little while, you were all like, oh, an airplane.
Also, yeah. In the days following, if you were watching TV, which everybody was, every
uh-huh.
channel had coverage. So it was kind of unprecedented in how the media decided that it was, all channels, you know, most all channels. Or else they weren't on in deference to, the show Sympathy and sorts. But still, and that's the way that people communicated, or just watching what, live, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was quite something. For the, two or three or four days afterwards. And I do recall the stillness because there were no planes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was just kind of eerie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a kind of an eerie feeling about the whole thing. Because, especially because it's just kind of like a background noise of being in a city to have something like that kind of on a, especially if you were somebody who lived near an airport, I can just imagine that would have been really even more so.
Well, I'm sure.
I think what's interesting is that it wasn't just planes. There were a lot of major transportation modes that were stopped for a long period of time during that time frame that day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then just the level of support and just camaraderie that people just automatically went to for just the level of, being there for other people. It automatically came forward when it comes to that level of support for people that, everybody was in the same place with that, from looking from a level of, how can we help one another here?
Well, another thing, Robin, it's really interesting with it, and it's obviously taken time. It's been 11 years. If you are into numerology or any of those other types of things, it's another mastery number or another change number. And so, what has happened over the course of the last 11 years, we got pretty steeped in technology, which is maybe seemingly on the surface not related, but people are more and more and more wanting to get back to that camaraderie and that sharing and that's kind of knowing who their neighbor is. And it's not like having the neighbor in your pocket all the time as much as it is knowing that there is a community around you that you really can depend on.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's unfortunate because fear has always been an issue for, I can only address the United States because I lived in Canada, for a few years, but it wasn't that same kind of attitude. And since 9/11, the fear factor in multiple levels has increased.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, there's a lot of different things going out there about, what that's all about. But, for me, it's a matter of really looking at, like you're saying, it's just a new sense of appreciation and having a sense of support within, your community. And what does that look like? Knowing you can, know people and lean on them for things that you're needing on whatever level. And, there's a genuineness about that didn't seem to be there before.
Well, and it's interesting because I had a call from one of my friends from Canada, and she may even be listening tonight. One of the things that she talked about is a lot of our invasion over in Iraq and I forgot the other country, but it was money induced because of oil. And if you take a look at it, when you look at the economic crisis and you look at 9/11 and you look underneath those things in some way, and it's horrible, but in some way there have been benefits. And in other ways, we have, in a lot of respects, digressed as well. It's
right.
A catch-22.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like there's that sense of innocence. It's just not there anymore when it comes to certain aspects of stuff anymore. Kind of that wake-up call that really shakes everybody, you know. You know, there's just always this pivotal point in history when things definitely, you know, change, you know, like, you know, with the Kennedy assassination and just different things that happen over the years that, you know, you can think of those things and they, you know, literally do, you know, and it's just, you know, shot around the world. It's definitely, you know, having some kind of a major event like this to really just, you know, like you said, it just literally stopped the world. I mean, I can't think of another time in you know, human history when, you know, there was a moment of silence all over the world.
Well, and you know, another thing that's kind of interesting with it too, you know, on the surface, when you start talking about the impact and everything, and yet underneath some of it, there were people that said, well, if there was really a God, then there is no God because something like this happened. And what people need to remember is that God didn't do this. It was people that did this, and it was people that were using their own belief systems that probably they had even been conditioned and programmed with or
mm-hmm.
to. And so, again, underneath some of it comes an understanding and almost, an empathy for the whole picture as opposed to just part of the picture, and the devastation to the families and the trickle-down effect, because almost everybody knows or knows of someone who was impacted by 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And yet what most of us don't realize is we don't realize that almost everything we do does have an effect or an impact on other people, even when we buy a piece of merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so when you start looking at things like that and you look at maybe just a little more kindness and consideration for other people, and if we all would start moving that direction and get the ulterior motives out of the way and begin to embrace humanity as a whole. Yes, there are bad people out there, but there's a lot of really good people out there. And the more that we stand up to and embrace that honesty and embrace that integrity and those ethics, each one of us makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't one individual out there that they can all make a really positive, loving, joyous contribution, even if it's
mm-hmm.
just on a minuscule basis.
Well, you know, and again, I think it really goes back to the, you know, everybody treating everybody the way they would want to be treated. I mean, that's huge to, you know, come from that. It's such a simple and, you know, timeless, you know, way of being with one another, but so appropriate at the same time.
Well, there's that, but the other side of that coin is a lot of times it's kind of twisted or shifted to, well, somebody did that to me, so I'm going to do that to them.
Right,
or
right.
Somebody did this to me, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. Or it's okay to do this because other people are doing this.
Right.
That doesn't really make it okay, but the bottom line is that's how a lot of times we work in our heads.
Yeah. But you know what, I've had so many instances with friends and stuff where I've had situations since then with 9/11 that people look at different things where they could, react instead of respond, because I like to put it that way when it comes to levels of that, you know. In responding, I'm going to think about it for a minute. I'm not just going to be doing a knee-jerk reaction to something like that. And in that way, it's better that, you know, when something does happen on that level, is like, yeah, we're going to think about it, and then we will respond. You know, and when it comes to that, you know, level of an eye for an eye, well, maybe it's a matter of like, you know, I can be better than that. I can be better than that and be a new model for what, you know, and moving forward, what can that look like?
Oh, you're right. You know, the real challenge there, or the real, you know, it is a challenge, is that it takes more than just one individual.
Right,
and it takes more than and it's a matter of the camaraderie, the the reaching out in more uplifting, positive ways, as opposed to trying to run somebody off the road because they're driving crazy or, you know, any number of other things. But the most important thing is being able to live it, to live the energy on just in your own little intimate home, in your own little intimate community. But it's the honor and the respect that we need to give to the earth and to the people in it.
Since we were talking about it being the 11th, I went ahead and looked up the master number of that. And master numbers, for people who don't know, are like 11, 22, 33, 44. They'd be the matching numbers and, you know, in the double digits. And 11 means higher ideals, invention, balance, fulfillment, vision, congruency. So there's this whole thing about the levels of duality, of the balancing between the male and female, the sun and the moon, you know, the you know, joy and sorrow. There's always these balances of things that are kind of going on. And I, you know, when I thought about that, I'm like, okay, well, if this is the 11th anniversary, you can see on some levels that, you know, look what we've done with that, creating this beautiful place that's honoring these people, honoring the something that was a tragedy and turning it to where it's a celebration of life, you know, and a celebration of people's, you know, going forward and knowing, doing the right thing, you know, whether it was on an airplane and taking somebody down so that it couldn't go any further and do more damage, or planting these beautiful, you know, they have these amber trees that they've planted on the property that are just glorious in the way that they change color. And there's one tree for each person who passed away that's on the property. So it's just this beautiful way of taking something and bringing it back into life and expression and having it even coming from ways that we celebrate the earth and have it to be something where it's a continual renewal of change and growth and having it being something we can move forward and know that we're honoring that and having it be a sacred place. So.
Wow, very good.
So, Jamie, have you seen anything on the news or anything in the past couple of days that you just kind of was, you know, touched you?
No, just trying to think that it hasn't been 11 years, and from the 10th anniversary to now, it's really quick.
Yeah.
And I've studied it and I've bought all my little patches and I don't know. It's such of a change and an event that people younger, you know, the younger generation will definitely, it's kind of their kind of a big date they will always remember, you know, like maybe when I was little, I was only 5 when Kennedy got shot. But I do remember when the Challenger exploded and this kind of thing. So it's quite a shock. But this one is definitely something, you know, people should, it'll definitely go down. And that's what people remember from this, you know, the start of the 2000s for sure, you know. And who knows what's going to happen if there's always that waiting for the other shoe to drop style, and how whomever decides to attack whomever has, especially with planes, because that seems to be the conventional, you know, you could, they're trying to develop better ways to sneak bombs on, and, you know, it's, who knows what's going to happen? I just
Well, that's true.
It,
you know,
it is
like
quite a and then you start thinking about all this conspiracy regarding 9/11 too, and that's a whole another ball of wax or a whole another chapter or book or whatever. You know, it's almost as and with the internet, with the advent of the internet, you have anybody can make an opinion or a website or have a theory about something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, because like everything that's on the internet is true. So.
Well.
Wow, nobody told me that.
Well, you
oh, girl,
you read
we've
the
had
paper
this conversation
true,
before.
Right?
I know, exactly. So, but, you know, to me it's really looking at it from a level of, because I can remember when it happened, there was the shock of it happening, but yet just understanding things on a spiritual perspective, I was just thinking, wow, such a sacrifice and such a blessing for all those souls to want to have on whatever level a wake-up call for the world. You know, it was such a wake-up call and knowing that on whatever level that those souls were, you know, making it known that we are in a world of flux of changing and having it be something that, you know, they did not die in vain. They died in the celebration of life and how sweet and how special it is for us to have all those things. And it's interesting because every time I hear about any of the children that, you know, that were born after that time, there's just a sense of knowing with all of them about, you know, who their parents were and what they gave to them, even though that they weren't, you know, here to be here for them. You know, everyone just made such a striving to make sure that, you know, this is who your mom was, or this is who your dad was. So they have just a sense of something that, you know, even though it was tragic, it was also something that was a very unique situation that they have really embraced one another. And they've done a wonderful job of making sure that they get together and be able to talk about, you know, what that was like for them to have that sense of loss. And how they want to be better people because of that. They all want to be just these wonderful people because of that happening, you know, so young in their lives. It's really interesting.
Well, you're talking about the really young ones, but also there's one other critical factor. And in all of those little minds during that period of time, including the ones that were not involved directly with
it. Do you have the DNA on it?
What was their interpretation, and what is the long-term effect going to be psychologically,
right,
emotionally, and spiritually?
Yeah.
That's big.
You know, I'm trying to think of the movie that came out last year that was about the boy that...
Extremely loud and something over?
Yeah, extremely
noisy
loud.
Or
no, extremely close.
And incredibly
something close,
right.
Yeah,
incredibly
yeah.
Close, right.
Incredibly close and extremely loud. I watched,
loud
I wanted to...
Close. Right.
Thank you. Yeah, I went to go see that. Wonderful acting, wonderful story, and just so so profound too. It was almost like it needed that much time to pass before people were really ready for that story, you know, because it still was tender and still was, you know, a really emotional spot for people. And, you know, it was so quiet in that movie after that movie was done. It was like that moment of silence all over again. Huh?
I don't think I saw it.
Yeah. If you get a chance to see something like that, you know, you definitely know the subject matter when you're going to see it, but it was about a boy moving through that, you know, once he'd lost his dad, because his dad was one of the people who had died in one of the towers. So
yeah.
It was really a wonderful story about him, you know, moving on in his life. And the way that they did it was just really clever. It was a very clever way of doing. So we got 90 seconds left here. So any last words, Ms. Marvine, on just your sense of moving forward?
I think we all need to responsibility is the ability to respond. And I think we need to be more aware of how we treat others and how, whether we're aware of it or not, we do have an effect on other people's lives. Whether it's driving down the street or opening a door, you have no idea who made that door, who sold the door. And that's just a minor example. All the people that it took to put your automobiles together,
mm-hmm.
You know, all of these things, these are not just things. These are people that have created the things that we're talking about. And we
mm-hmm.
have two choices. We can do it in a really good way, or we can make excuses to do it another way.
Right. Plus, you know, one thing I think that I'd like to share closing is that, you know, since that time, I always go out of my way to say goodbye to everybody that I love. And they know that I love them. when we leave one another, because you just never know if you'll see that person again. So it's always that sweet moment of being in that place of just, you know, I love you, and, you know, we're all good. So
we're all good.
We're all good. Hi, Jamie. We're all good.
Well, I'm all good now. I'm much better.
Are you better, Jamie? That's great.
So, Jamie, what is it going to take to get you to great?
Would you do what? Oh, great. Well, I don't know. Maybe a little earlier in the day. I'm not so tired. Or I'm, you know, I have my moments.
Don't we all?
And they're fabulous. Fabulous moments, a morning person. So thank you all for joining us tonight. Good night. We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
Watch tomorrow. This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.